Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The date, January 1st, 2015. The location, Kaitere, Nelson, on Te Waipounamu, the South Island of New Zealand. Morale, low. I remember recording the episode you're about to hear so specifically, it blows me away. I can visualize the room I was lying in. I know the friends I was on holiday with. It was, I don't know if it was the last kind of large-scale folly of youth New Year's, but it's cemented as a certain place and time in my life. Look, this it's an interesting inflection point for the podcast. I remember peeling myself away from everyone to do this episode, and I suppose at this point we kind of knew we'd made something. So I think we would have just put it off if not for that. To do it on the 1st of January, to this day to me, still really funny, good decision making. You know? And this, I weirdly also remember talking about how I was reading Jonathan Franzen in this episode. And it's crazy because I think I've read a few of his books in the, I guess, 10 years between. But only now I'm reading another one, The Corrections. So it's might be nothing, but it's funny how the world serves these things up, you know. It's a fine episode. It's another episode of the podcast for you, but to me, this is palpable, this episode. This was really something else.
Hello and welcome along to The Worst Idea of All Time, episode 44, and a happy new year to you from me, Guy Montgomery.
Is it 44? Fuck, you're right.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, God. I thought it was 43. And you're right. It is 44. Been saying 43 all day. And a happy new year from Tim Batt, me, 4 beers in. Just watched the movie by myself, solo, because me and Guy are coming to you from different islands in New Zealand again.
That's right. I'm now stationed at Kaitere in the Abel Tasman. Beautiful day here. A fantastic start to the year. Save for the fact I just shut myself in a house, yeah, ignoring the sunshine and the beck and call of the water, and watched Grown Ups 2. And it just sucked the energy out of me.
I am literally in like one of the most idyllic places I've ever visited in my life. It's gorgeous. I'm at someone's parents' house, a friend's parents' house, like you call it a batch in New Zealand, but it's really quite fancy, it's quite full on. It's a beautiful place. And here I am, I stuck myself into a quiet little dark room away from all the fun and watched this godforsaken movie again, and feeling pretty low, Guy. Feeling pretty low on a New Year's Day.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a particularly upbeat edition of The Worst Idea of All Time. I'm tucking out. I'm going to be honest with you, Tim. It was a big night.
Yeah. And, boy.
I got out of bed specifically for this. And now I'm back on a bed. I'm lying on a bed. I feel like I'm talking to my therapist on a Skype session.
I'm currently trying to juggle a cell phone so that I can hear you on Skype, a microphone so it'll record into the thingy, and a beer and a battery pack, and it's all gotten quite difficult. And you, sometimes you just take a step back from the whole picture and you go, why?
That's right. It is. That's the thing, is that is a lot of trouble to be going to for this conversation. A conversation, you know, which we had a lot of last year, and I wasn't really planning on having this early in the new year.
Nor was I, mate. It's the first day of 2015. It's like we kicked off the watch just before noon. So this is prime sleep time, really. We're hanging out with your mates time, getting a bit of brunch, shaking off the dusty old evening that was. You were swapping stories.
Reminiscing.
Yeah.
Reminiscing on the night before.
Looking bad and looking to the 12 months ahead and making some resolutions. But apparently, Guy, my resolution is to continue this self-flagellation project that we know is the worst idea of all time.
I actually, funnily enough, on a phone conversation I had very recently, someone asked what my resolutions were, and I said my New Year's resolution is to watch Grown Ups 2 less.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, obviously it's off to a poor start, and that after I hung up the phone, I immediately watched Grown Ups 2.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good year for that resolution.
You're damn right. We've got, 9 to go then, I guess. And
we're walking down the mountain.
Yeah, it seems like not a big path, but I'm really questioning whether or not I can do it. Like, after the watch I just had, like, this was next level, bro. We were plumbing new depths. This was the lowest watch for me. I think this was the grimmest watch that we've done.
Did you have people milling around you during the watch?
This was the awkward situation, man. I was in a bedroom, and my friend's mum quite rightly came in and said, "Oh, look, we've just got to sort of turn the bedroom over a little bit, get everything back in ship shape because there's some other people coming to stay tonight." And I had to kind of, like, on the fly while the movie was playing, sort of explain what this is. And it was like an exercise in insanity. I don't know what I'm doing, man.
I've found explaining the concept to sort of parents and friends of parents a bit of a fruitless one, Tim. It's pretty difficult to explain exactly what is being achieved in the cold, sober light of a conversation with sort of a 50 to 60-year-old.
Because it's just, it comes back to the age-old question, which is shared by young and old. Just why? Like, why? And it's really hit home.
What are we here for?
Well, nothing. That's the thing, man. I will say this. For this watch that we just had, we, for our own self-preservation and mental sanity, we live-tweeted it. So we got on the Twitter and sent some messages out. And a guy, after probably the fourth message about the depression I was in watching this thing by myself, he just said, literally nobody asked you to do this. And that's a fucking fair enough point, man. Nobody did.
That is good. That's a good rebuttal.
Mm.
That's how I felt. I felt like I wasn't contributing anything when I was writing those tweets. I had to get off the internet.
You're just throwing them into the ether, eh?
Contributing absolutely nothing to society. Just sucking up a whole lot of air and food.
But that's what this podcast is. That's what this whole project is. It's shouting into a void. I'm not good, mate.
Into an echo chamber.
All right, well, look.
Our two voices coming back up.
We specifically came up with some podcast features to try and lift us from just putting out a series of 52 podcasts railing on this terrible film. So let's try chuck one of them in now to pump the brakes a little bit on this depression freight train.
Okay, I have a shining light that I'd like to share.
Please.
While I remember it.
Go.
One of the frat boys at the party, I'd never noticed him before. He does like real big sort of barking and yelping when they're getting jacked up to fight the grown-ups.
Mm.
And he just gives it 110, and I was really stoked for him. Like, I can't believe I hadn't seen it before. Genuine scene stealer.
Mm.
And then in the fight scene, he's getting punched in the face and spun around by Malcolm and Kurt McKenzie. Who is it? Chris Rock and Tim Meadows, anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a big day for that actor. Like, he would have been stoked, bro. He's getting punched by two comedy greats.
Yeah, bro, I'd love to get punched in the face by Chris Rock. That's a good shining light.
That would be a good podcast feature. Once a week, Chris Rock flew out to New Zealand and punched us both in the face.
We probably deserve it, to be honest.
Went back to doing whatever he was doing before.
Doing publicity for Top 5, what? I'd imagine, at the moment.
Yeah, he's on the publicity game. Hey, what was your shining light, Tim?
My shining light was, and it's odd that I've never noticed this before, but it's understandable because generally we're not quite 100% zoned in right at the start of the movie, but there's a part with the deer where there's actually the deer makes a noise, and the sound guy's obviously dubbed over a goat sound effect. That was just a nice little touch.
I've never noticed that before.
It's there, bro. Listen,
It's a very specific note to make that they've used the sound of a goat.
Yeah, and it's unmistakably a goat as well. If you listen, I think it's when the deer rears up just before he pisses Adam Sandler's mouth.
Goats have quite versatile voices. You can mistake a goat for any number of things. Have you watched goats screaming like humans?
I can't agree with that. Yeah, that's a very specific goat, though. I can't agree. It's. Listen, mate, we're going to watch the movie again in a week. I'll point it out to you. I'll bloody show you. I will.
Okay.
Yeah. God. The thought of watching it another 9 times is like genuinely.
I don't even care. I am genuinely so comfortably numb right now. Mm. I can't even fathom watching the movie anymore. I just want to fast forward 20 minutes so this conversation's over and I can just have a nap.
Yeah, I hear you, man. There's lots going on. Like, I could be on a jet ski right now, bro, or fishing. Like, I could actually be fishing
right now. You could actually be on a jet ski?
Yeah, I imagine so.
I've never been on a jet... Well, I could actually be, you know, on a mountain with...
No. I'm looking out to this beach, right? And the area is pretty affluent. I think that I could legitimately just walk up to someone and ask them if I could borrow their jet ski. And I think it would be fine.
I don't think that's in your nature. I don't think you would ask a stranger to borrow their jet ski.
I'd do it if I was keen. And right now, I kind of feel like it's like that movie Crank with Jason Statham. Like, I need to pump some adrenaline into my heart or else I'm going to die because Grown Ups 2 is just taking such a heavy toll on me.
I cannot imagine the sight of you right now. If I was a jet ski owner living in the house next door to you and you came and knocked on my door and said, hello, I'm a bit low right now, I need to borrow your jet ski, please. I would say no, you cannot borrow my jet ski. Look at the state of you. You're not well.
I'd be wearing sunglasses.
There's no way that you could be jet skiing right now.
But I'd be wearing sunglasses, so you can't tell. You can't tell that I'm like
But my front door is in the shade. It's obviously shady enough that you have to take your sunglasses off. Otherwise, you'll obviously be hiding something from me. Like, I've designed the house like that.
God, you've got
you
there.
Yeah, I backed you into a corner there. I really got you. Really pinned you down and went for it.
Now, Guy, we're going to do Patty Schwartz now. And I do not have it in me to sing. So unless you want to take it away, I'm going to insert that guy's pre-made one again. Unless you want to... You want to pipe up? It's up to you.
Nah, bro, just chuck in that old one.
Okay. Here it is. That awesome guy's thing. Fantastic, wasn't it?
Okay.
Love what he's done. Love what he's done with our
voices. Yeah, I love it too. Someone actually pointed out that the theme song for Patty Schwartz Party Time sounds a lot like Team America. America, yeah. Fuck yeah. And they're right. It's like a pull-up. I never noticed it until they pointed it out.
Yeah, mate. That's where you lifted that melody, for sure.
Anyway, oh, I had one. It's gone, though.
Oh, no. Because I'm not sure that I... Actually, I did have one. I'll just throw this out real quick, bro, and then you can jump in with one as well. Just his eyes, bro. Patty Schwartz has got real killer eyes. Patty Schwartz in Eta has...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Very beautiful eyes.
Patty Schwarzenegger. I think mine, when I was tweeting, I tweeted at Patrick Schwarzenegger that we're going to have a party at the quarry. And I feel like he's got quite a lot of followers, but not enough that he doesn't sort of see most of his tweets, I imagine. I like to think Patty's combing through his tweets and he's going to see that. And he's going to have a click around on my profile and be like, this dude would throw down at the quarry.
God, and imagine that, Patrick.
I hope,
imagine if
I
you
hope Patty asked me to the quarry.
That'd be so good, bro. We should all get asked to the quarry by Patty Schwartz and we should all party there.
So mine's like a real life sort of hypothetical hope. That's my Patty Schwartz party time this week.
So something that doesn't really exist, but I dig it. It's legit.
It doesn't exist at all.
Well,
hey, yes. I mean, what was your emotional process during the film today, Tim? When were you relaxed? When were you tense?
Oh, okay. I'll take you through. So, my mate Nick's here. He's popped his head in to see what's going on. Hey, Nick, how you doing? Sorry, man. Let me give you a quick...
Tell Nick to get out!
No,
this
I won't tell him to get out because let me give you a bit of context. This dude and I have been driving all around the North Island for the past few days for New Year's on a bit of a road trip, picking up hitchhikers, going camping, dropping in on mates, staying in people's houses, and I've just quietly excused myself.
Generally being a nuisance.
Yeah, exactly, but in a friendly way. You know, often dropping off things like cheese and crackers or a bottle of wine or whatever along the way. But, I mean, I've left Nicky Boy downstairs for the last, like, 3 hours just doing his thing. He's going, oh, wait, hold on, Nick. Are you going fishing? Okay, cool. I'm coming with. Don't you dare leave without me. So, where I was going with
He's
that.
He's not
going
to leave without you.
What was I talking about? What kicked all that off? Oh, now Maddie's here and she's got an ice cream. She's got an ice cream for me. Fuck yeah, ice cream. Oh, thanks, Maddie. Guy, take over. I got to lick an ice cream.
This is a disaster.
What was I talking about?
Sounds like you're having a better time on the other end of the line than I am.
It seems like
you were talking about the movie. You were going to tell me about your emotional process while you were watching the movie.
Well, I will say as well that it seems like a conversation's happened downstairs that Tim sounds really depressed and we need to all cheer him up because everyone came at once. But now I've got an ice cream, so I think.
Yeah, you just had a really good run. Fuck, you got an ice cream and you're going fishing.
Shit, yeah.
It's a good day.
Anywho's. Okay, so here was my emotional process. Movie comes up, I was like, okay, this is cool, I'm getting it done so we can get this out of the way and I can get on with my life. And then, like, only about 10 minutes in, 15 minutes in actually, I texted you and I said, can you pause the movie for a second? Because we sync up our watches. So me and Guy, even though we're in different locations, we're watching it at the same point. And I said, can you pause it real quick? I've got to grab beers. Like, I can't face this movie alone. And so I got a few beers and I tried to write down the drinking rules. And I'm really sorry, guys. I know that I said I'd do it last time. And I've let everyone down. I apologize for that profusely. But this, it was just... Everything was so full on. All I could do was just, I had to get that bottle to my mouth. There was no time to write anything down. I had to just sink beers as quickly as possible. And so I just started drinking and I was sitting up there by myself, probably about an hour into the movie. If it sounds weird, by the way, it's because I'm licking ice cream in between each sentence I say. Then my friend's mum came in and gave me the what for to kindly leave the room so we could get the new sheets on and stuff. And I felt terrible because I should be helping out clean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just, I feel like a right schmuck.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, when you have to do that big post New Year's clean and sort of what you really want is to find an excuse so that you don't have to contribute too much, because it can be a nuisance. I mean, obviously, if you don't have an excuse, you pitch in, but what you want is an excuse.
But
you
I'm
have
fine.
One of the only excuses for not cleaning.
No.
Which might be worse than actually cleaning.
No. Well, that's kind of true if you get the inside into it. But from the outside looking in, I just look like some asshole watching some fucking screen for 2 hours while everyone's cleaning around me. And, like, the other thing is, I get pissed off at people who don't pitch in. Like, I'm angry at myself because I'm that guy today. It's just, I hate myself and I hate... I'll tell you who I hate in descending order. I hate myself. I hate the people involved with making the movie. Just by splash effect, because you're involved in the project, I kind of hate you at the moment. And
that's okay.
Fuck all y'all, you know?
I'm interested. I don't know if that's better or worse. I just don't feel anything towards anyone.
Run me through your emotional process.
I turned on the movie. The movie happened. Oh, bye. See you in Auckland. Lovely, lovely to see you, Emma. You're awesome.
Is that Emma
Sorry
Fenton?
Sorry about that.
Or a different Emma?
That was Emma Fenton.
Oh, tell her she's very good at what she does. She'll know what I'm
she's
talking about.
She's already left, mate. Okay. I was telling you about my emotional... I don't know, bro. I was just like, okay, here's the movie. I tried
to have fun
by writing tweets, but I couldn't even do that.
I had to find a middle ground for this podcast, so I came outside, and I am just witnessing the most like beautiful coloured native birds that I've never seen before in my life, and they're huge, just flying among the trees. I've got to get out there, man. This is terrible. This is tearing me apart.
You gotta run, what's his name, who made the room. Hey, dance like no one's watching.
I've got to leave this podcast like no one cares, because what's the fucking point? You know?
That should be your New Year's resolution, is to dance like no one's watching.
Do you know what my New Year's resolution is? Drink more.
What?
Drink more. It's the only thing that'll get me through this podcast.
You're talking a lot about the bottle there, Tim. I'm worried about you. This isn't a podcast, mate. This is an intervention. Your whole family's with me in this room, and we're on a Skype call telling you to slow down.
Do you know the only thing that's more damaging to my life than alcohol is this fucking podcast?
You're like Ponder fat that. Bastard. I eat because I'm unhappy.
I'm unhappy because I eat.
It's a vicious cycle.
See, Mike Myers was onto something there, bro.
I've started reading Freedom by Jonathan Franzen. I really like it.
What's it about?
An American family.
Uh-huh.
Real rich, detailed characters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can tell that he really poured his heart and soul into that book. And I was thinking about that book while watching the movie.
Well, my summer reading...
And,
you're not done yet.
If you hold the two things up next to each other, like Grown Ups 2 and this book, Freedom... It's just so obvious which one all the care and attention's gone into. And it just frustrated me, the sloppiness around the edges. Ah, who cares?
Well, I'll tell you the...
Hey, bro, let's do this.
No, wait. You've shared a book. I'm sharing a book now. A book I'm reading over summer. It's Rachel Maddow's Drift, The Unmooring of Military Power in America. I don't know if I've nailed the subtitle, but it's something like that. It's bloody good. It's all about the privatization of war. Very interesting.
I can hear those birds. They sound amazing.
They're so pretty, bro. You got no idea. We need to end this. We need to end the project. Like, everything needs to end because I'm about to end. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm over.
You're not going
to
end, bro.
I'm done.
You're going to take me on a mystery tour.
Oh,
then we're going to pack up our belongings.
I don't want to go on the mystery tour.
And go for
tour.
A swim. Yeah, we're going. We're getting in a van and Steve Buscemi is driving.
Oh, God. Okay. Have you got something
Steve,
for this?
The Steve. No, but I can try and make it up.
Go on.
Steve Buscemi was in his house watching Con Air.
Again.
Applauding himself for what is truly an outstanding performance, a real tour de force.
Sure is.
And then a satellite, part of a satellite got hit by some space rock and it just came hurtling towards the earth right through the living room window and whatever, it took him out and that's how he got injured. That was pretty bad, eh?
Whoa. That doesn't make any sense. Because...
No, it doesn't make any sense.
You're suggesting that Wiley in the first Grown Ups movie is Steve Buscemi, and in that universe,
no.
Con Air exists as well.
No. I'm suggesting the character of Wiley is a big Con Air fan. I've changed it.
Oh, okay.
I've changed it just now.
Okay, that's a thing.
But it's sort of like an... Yeah. Interesting little meta reference by the script writers, like a little hidden treasure. An Easter egg, I think they call it.
Shit, bro. Yeah, I could get down with that. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Well, I kind of like that, I've got to be honest. That's, that and the time-traveling ones are probably my favourites. I like the time-traveling one. Do you remember that one? It was where I posited that Steve Buscemi was a time traveler who kicked his own ass for hitting on his present girlfriend, which seemed to be cheating in the limited field of view of the future Steve Buscemi.
I remember. That was very good. All right, we're all very impressed by one of your Steve Buscemi mystery tours.
Well,
it's
I know I am.
Tough right now.
Hey, listen. The movie will keep going. The movie will keep going for another 9 episodes. And I'm really sorry that I didn't do the drinking rules. I'm going to try and do it next week. What I'd like to talk to you on the podcast about, Guy, right now while we're on air, as it were, is do we want to get any guests for this last stretch? Because I feel like I need it. I feel like I need to get some people involved.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like
we're hitting a pretty interesting low right now.
Oh,
I mean, it could be quite nice to see where this goes. Mm. I think there's going to be natural joy when we are reunited.
Yeah.
It's like a little holiday away from the movie, watching it with someone else in the room after you haven't for a while.
Yeah, but you keep, see, this is the thing that you do, Guy, and I understand why you do it, but you need to be careful, is that you watch the person who's watching the film, because you know the film, you've seen the film, there's nothing new for you there, but you quite intently, I've noticed you do it a couple of times, when we get a guest, you watch the guest, and it freaks people out, bro.
Yeah, I don't really know what to do about that. It's pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, I know, because you're a people person, you love people, I get it.
I understand Grown-Ups 2 in a way that I don't understand pretty much anything else in the world.
Mm.
Any other book I've read, any movie I've watched, any album I've listened to. Like, my relationship with Grown-Ups 2 is so close, bro. It's just so close.
That you now need to know how people feel sharing your
art. No, I don't need to know any of that. I'm just coming to terms with it right now, out loud.
Right.
Like, this thing I've engaged with more than Probably some of my friends even.
Yeah, how sad is that, like, dude? Like, imagine if we had studied a Vincent van Gogh painting in as much depth, or a piece by Tchaikovsky, or like literally anything that would be considered, you know, actual art. If we'd spent that amount, the amount of time that we've spent on this movie on something worthwhile, like, we could be pretty much experts at something. But we're not. We're not experts
at
anything.
Well, I guess that's the minor respite we get from our movie watching prowess, is that we are the foremost world experts and world record holders on Grown Ups too.
But what does that mean? You know, do you know what I mean? Like, what does that mean? Who cares?
It means a lot. Look,
it's a shit movie that we've seen too many times. You know what I mean?
It's been great, but I want to start the year in earnest. Hey, everybody, let's go get it this year. Let's all go get it.
You're a real piece of shit, Montgomery. Real piece of work.
I miss you, Tim. I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, all right, mate. Will the next podcast be a side-by-side, or will it be a cross-town affair again?
It'll be another cross-town affair, one last time, and then we'll be together. Look, I'm calling this conversation off. It's been a real joy.
All right, in that case, this is Tim Batt telling you to live every moment.
This is Guy Montgomery telling you to love every day. We'll be back next week reviewing Grown Ups 2.
Surprise.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.